I know I have something to say to you. So you may be seated. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. I want you to write this down. Supernatural boldness cometh to my life today. Supernatural boldness cometh to my life today. In other words, you're about to take over. Every situation, you're going to recognize that you have rights for the supernatural to manifest. You have to listen to the scripture because there's a boldness that the body of Christ will have to wear now. Everybody else getting bold. But the highest type of boldness is on the child of God. Okay? In the 8th verse of the 3rd chapter of Ephesians, it says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this what? Y'all ain't with me. Grace given. Underline grace. You are graced by God. In other words, you have, listen to me, supernatural favor on your life. Amen. Write that down. I have supernatural, not regular favor, super, I think it's Psalm 512. What Psalm 512 say? Put it up there quickly now. I need somebody working quickly on the board because I'm about to get me some, what do you call them things? Up here, where I have my scriptures up here too on both sides. Psalm 5. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Look what happened. Yes, with what? Will thou compass him as with a shield? From the day to a titty, from this day forward, you walk with a shield of favor on you. Matter of fact, a combination of the shield of favor and the shield of faith. Now, if you can't get there with the shield of favor and the shield of faith, you don't need to go there. But they're both on you today. The shield of favor. Favor and grace is interchangeable. And the shield of faith. Is this grace given? I'm in the 8th verse that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. You see that? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent. Verse 10, how many of y'all with me? That now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. The manifold. In other words, multiplied wisdom, multiplicity of wisdom of God. All right, keep listening. According to the eternal purpose, verse 11, which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, verse 12 is really what I want you to see. Got three powerful words in here. In whom we have, I can't hear you, everybody, and with boldness, access, and confidence. Oh, my goodness. Boldness. We're talking spiritually now. We're talking about heaven back up. We're talking about the blood and the cross, all that backing us up. See, all that's packed. The Lord packed everything in grace. See, it's a gift to you, not because you're so good, it's because he's so good to you. And all you got to do by faith, receive his goodness. Grace, access, boldness, access, and confidence. To operate in the supernatural, you have to have boldness, know you have access, and have confidence. And expect things out of the ordinary to happen any moment. Right now. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That is your divine rights. Because, listen to me now, because of the divine nature you pack.
Yes.
The divine life that is on the inside of you is a supernatural life.
Yes.
Miracles, signs, and wonders. When somebody says you got to stop here, you say, no, I don't. I got divine extension in the Holy Ghost. In other words, in the supernatural, all your impossibilities become possible. And the Lord wants the church to think like that, because the church has started thinking normal and just praying hours and hours and hours. After a while, it's time to get up and say, I got this. Listen, those three words, boldness, access, confidence. What you dealing with today? Otherwise, I pray for a lot of things, but there's some other things I didn't pray for. Boldness. One man was in the line, says his marriage in a mess. There's other marriages in you in a mess. Marriage online in a mess. But today I'm going to give you boldness, access, and confidence. My marriage is not going to be in a mess. We're going to rest our nerve, and we're going to love one another and know each other, both of us different. You ain't married your mama or your daddy. You're supposed to be different. That would make the thing glow. Well, everybody be just like you. Help me, Lord. All right, I want you to look at Acts chapter 4. Now, how you want me to end? I just started 5 minutes ago, Acts chapter 4. What kind of faithfulness you got? Acts chapter 4 for a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, give God praise.
Give God praise.
For all the great things
he
have done for us. Today. Many people got new hearts this morning. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Look at Acts 4:13 now. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, watch what happened now, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. Ha, ha, ha. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. When you be with Jesus, they'll take knowledge. And then I want you to look into, hallelujah, the 29th verse of Acts 4. And now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. Well, we're being threatened. I said we're being threatened. The world is under a threat.
Yes.
And now, Lord, behold thy threatening, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Now, Lord, I need some more evidence too. I need them to see some other thing.
Yes.
By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Look what happened in verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together.
Yes.
Now, I've been in places shook. I've been in shaking places. I've been in a realm where the Spirit started moving and the place where you had started shaking. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. So filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking the word of God with boldness caused supernatural things to happen. Now, here's another definition of the supernatural I want you to have. Is divine power flowing freely. Divine power flowing freely. Now, you may ask the question, how is this going to happen to me? How? I mean, what does this have to do with me? Divine power, talking about the supernatural, miracles, signs, and wonders, divine power flowing through me freely. You heard that?
Yes.
Divine power flowing through me freely. Turn to 2 Peter. You ought to recognize this. 2 Peter. From this day forward, divine power will flow through me freely. Come on, now you got to say it. I yield to the divine power flowing through me right now. Whoa!
I yield to the divine power
flowing through me right now. Can handle any situation. I yield to it. I'm going to show it to you now. Every child, that's a $500 check, every child of God has the right to have divine power flowing through them at all times. The divine power is supernatural power. It's power that is flowing out of your spirit because you're a child of God. Now, when the divine power is flowing, you don't have to feel nothing. Your faith attend to that.
I believe I receive.
See, because feeling have thrown us off so much that we think something not happening because we don't feel it. But if you operate in faith, the feeling will come. Matter of fact, I feel something right now. I feel divine power flowing through me right now. Now, it is because the reason you have a right to operate in the supernatural is because you are supernatural. I think in 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to read this. If I got to just go through this. 2 Peter chapter 1, it talks about you having a divine nature. You understand? When you accepted Jesus Christ, he deposited his divine nature in you.
Yes.
It's your soul and your senses trying to block it. And Satan, 3S. Satan, soul, and your senses trying to block your supernaturalness. Woo! Huh? Another thing try to block your supernaturalness, being a church member. What? Going through the ritual and the routine without revelation. Revelation comes to your heart this morning. That the Holy Spirit can speak over you again and bring this service back up to you, and you recognize that I'm divine. Awesome, awesome in reading 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Awesome in reading this. I mean, this ought to make you shout. 2 Peter, because he laid out your divine nature that enable you to operate in miracles, signs, and wonders as a child of God, first on your personal life, then on the people you minister to. You have a divine right. Now, I'm going to preach a 10, 15 minutes. The glory is going to hit this place. Because I'm preaching.
Yes.
The Bible.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost is obligated to back me up.
Yes.
And I don't have no practice sin in my life. So the glory should come. In your seat. Where you are. To know that you're not in a regular place. You're in a place where the Spirit of God is moving. Now listen to this very closely. That's why I've been emphasizing, I'm going to make a statement that's going to cause some traffic, but that's all right. Every one of you have to become an apostolic believer. Because as they go down the line with the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, and the evangelist, they're all supposed to be one. With a government anointing. So this morning, in your life, you take authority over everything. I said this morning, anything that's not going right in your life, you take authority over it in the name of Jesus. And correction got to come. What Deion laying him, Sanders? Deion Sanders just made a touchdown. What do people do when Deion made a touchdown? No, them people make more noise than y'all. Because you about to handle everything that is adversity in your life. You got the power on the inside of you. You about to speak to some issues. And they got to bow down at your name. You don't have to put up with it no more. What you said? I said I don't have to put up with this anymore. In the name that is above every name, I declare my freedom. I'm going to say this. I don't know whether y'all going to honor it or not. Sin potentials have become weak in your life this morning. Sin has no more strength in my life. I take authority over sin because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I take authority over sin. I take authority over Satan. I take authority over sickness and disease. And slack in my finances. I can have what I want. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach in here. I need you to move beyond needs. This need ministry got to go. It's time for you to have some things you want now. Y'all don't want me to preach up here. Y'all scared of this kind of preaching. I'm trying to put you in another category. The Lord is my shepherd. Trying to get to me? I'll meet him. That's all right. I'll meet him. Yeah. I'll meet him. I'll receive, sir. That's a $2,000 check.
I got to get to Peter, but I'm going to show you something. And some of y'all are not going to believe this is possible. But I'm going to put it on you anyway. There's a lifestyle that God wants you to have that you have no wants. This morning, the Lord says he's promoting people beyond need. The church been stuck in need too long. It's time, God said, it's time to let me give you what you want. Surrender all to me this morning, and I'll give you what you want. Surrender everything to me. Surrender everything to me, and I'll give you what you want. What? What? We've been so, I received, that was $1,000 check. We've been so long dealing with need up in here this morning. The Lord of fulfilling wants have stepped in this auditorium. I give you, that's a scripture. The desire of your heart. Now, if you're in here and you don't have no desire, get on out of here. Because I don't want that old bad spirit in here. Come on. I'm satisfied. I'm broke, but I'm satisfied. I slap you side of the head. I'm broke, but I'm satisfied. I'm sick, but I'm all right. My marriage is a mess, but I'm doing all right. Man, I won't say that, Lord. Why? Good to push me. Sit down. Let me read. I know we're going to go. I'm going to read through this, the first four voices in 2 Peter. I want y'all to pay close attention. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have what? Lack precious faith, as apostolic, with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, watch this, the third verse. According as his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Now, look at verse 4 now. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So you have divine right to operate in the supernatural because you're a partaker of the divine nature. So another definition of the supernatural is divine power flowing freely. Divine power flowing freely. Being a carrier of the anointing and keeping your faith stimulated by constantly praying in the Spirit, you're being called to live in supernatural boldness. I just get the introduction out to you today. Understanding the root, R-O-T, of the supernatural is faith. Understanding the root of the supernatural is faith. Revelation is a master key to the supernatural. Revelation works by faith. Love is the fire of the supernatural. In other words, the secret of living the supernatural lifestyle, which should be normal for the children of God, listen very carefully, unlimited wisdom is always standing at the door of your heart. It called in Ephesians the manifold wisdom of God. You always got clarity on what you need to do. Check on the inside. You know, we've been checking on the outside too much. What's somebody else think about it? Check on the inside. The unsearchable riches of Christ is my inheritance. You listening?
Yes, sir.
The supernatural, say the supernatural, is a grace space that is given to me to represent the kingdom, the power, and the glory in the earth realm. So you're a representative. You're not just saying, I'm a Christian, I'm going to heaven. No, you're a representative. You're supposed to be walking around here in power. Victory. To expose the goodness of God. And all men may have the opportunity to walk in and be saved. In John 15:7, quickly. Abiding in your supernatural rights. John 15:7, quickly. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should act what you will and shall be done unto you. In other words, see, that's abiding in your supernatural right. 1 John 2:27. Abiding in your, I'm abiding in my supernatural right. Say it.
I'm abiding in my supernatural right.
I didn't ask you how holy you were. Conviction and repent is what keep you holy. Your soul will lead you off the holy trail. And your senses, oh Lord, your senses. You see what 1 John 2:27 said?
Yes.
See, we're talking about abiding in the word and wearing the anointing. Abiding in the word and wearing the anointing. Abiding in the word and wearing the anointing. I say abiding in the word and wearing the anointing. Nobody can stop you. You're supernatural. When you're abiding in the word and you're wearing the anointing, you can't be stopped.
Yes.
Abiding in the word, wearing the anointing. Look what it said about the anointing. But the anointing what you have received of him abides in you. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true of it, and is no lie. Look at him, neighbor, and tell him, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Tell him, I'm not sinful.
I'm not sinful.
I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Now, months, my goodness. Letting your supernatural faith function on daily basis. Letting your super, thank you, ma'am. Lady, she nodding her head to me. I'm gonna be looking over there. All right, because y'all ain't, she's like this. That's what I like. So if y'all gonna be like that, I'll be preaching like this. I'll be on TV and they can't even see me. I'm just preaching. Letting your supernatural faith, what kind of faith?
Supernatural faith.
All right. Function. How often? You don't need the preacher to do that. You don't need the pastor to do that. You don't need the apostle to do that. You got that faith yourself.
Yeah.
Pastor can't be with you all day long. Oh, my. Jesus. I know you're wondering where I'm going here, but I got to go here. Jesus let Judas hung himself. And I asked the Lord, why? He said, because a whole lot of other folks that got hung if I dealt with it.
Wow.
That's right. I see it.
I was about to deal with something. The Lord said, no, don't mess with it. Let him hang himself. When they hang themselves, I'm going to tell you. If you're doing right, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I often wonder why he didn't deal with Judah. Wow. He said, I let him hang himself. Well, everybody can see. As a young preacher, I cut your head off. You know, I said, I'm gonna deal with this right now. But I got a little more mature now. So I just let the Lord tell me what to do. I know you're scared. You got a right to be. You ain't messing with no Sunday school boy here. I'm going to protect this church. I got to. These people done put their confidence in me as the man of God, and I'm going to let foolishness go on in here. No, baby, ain't no foolishness going on in here. I'm going to deal with it in the spirit, in my prayer closet. You understand what I'm saying? You better listen to me. Don't be doing no crazy stuff up here. Sit down. I'm going to close my clothes. Don't be trying to prophesy. You need to prophesy to yourself. Prophesy to your sin. How many of y'all in your think you know me? I spend hours and hours and hours and hours in prayer about this ministry. I love this ministry. I love the people. I want y'all to be successful. We got all them new hearts, new year and all that stuff this morning. You who did it with you, listen harder. You're going to hear it. When that heart start trying to run off, say, nope, no more in the name of Jesus. And slap your hand on it. Be whole. I'll leave it on my clothes. Let me give you the scripture. Jude 20 and 21. Galatians 5 and 6. Letting your supernatural faith function on a daily basis. Jude 20 and 21. Building yourself on your most holy faith. Operating in love. And Galatians 5, 6. All right, here's the last one. I'm going to give you this one. Opening supernatural channels, plural, channels, like channels on TV, but it's channeled in the spirit. Open supernatural channels on purpose. Now, these two sets of scripture we're going to read quickly, I want you to meditate them. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, opening supernatural channels on purpose. In other words, now I'm telling you, you have the right to open supernatural channels. And so I'm about to take you to the station. Hebrews 2:1. Yes, sir. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. Lest any time we should let them slip. So you don't want to let nothing slip. Go to the next verse, second verse. For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression is disobedient to receive a just repentance of reward, go to the next verse. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Because see, it wasn't spoken by angels, spoken by Jesus. Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now go to the next verse. Here we go. This is your lifestyle. God
also bear them witness, both with signs, say signs, and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his will. So now I want you to say this. In my life, I have signs, wonders, divers miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost, functioning right now. You see it?
Yes, sir.
So, in the fourth chapter, I go to the fourth chapter of Hebrews, verse 1, that'd be my last verse. Fourth chapter of Hebrews now. Going to confirm how this works. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Now, at large, the body of Christ has been short of it. Go to the next word. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preach did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So I can preach what I want up here. If you don't hear it and you don't mix faith with it, not being mixed with faith, them that heard it. Unto us was the gospel preacher too, as well as unto them, but the word preacher not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Give me that third verse. Give me the third verse. For we which have believed do enter into rest. See that? As he said, as I sworn in my wrath, if they should enter into my rest, though the works was finished from the foundation of the world. So all your victories are already finished. Stand on your feet.